Hundreds of Sitkins gathered along the beach at Sitka National Historical Park on Sunday to help raise a totem pole commemorating the park's 100th anniversary. The pole, designed by Sitka carver Tommy Joseph, now stands looking out at the water next to the park's visitor center. KCAW's Ed Ronco attended Sunday's festivities and sent back this audio postcard. It begins with Kenny Grant explaining the name of the pole.
So the pole needs a name, and we came to a conclusion to a name, and I think you'll appreciate it. Wuch jin dus shut. Wuch means we're holding. Wuch is together. Hands, jin dus shut. We're holding hands. And what you see here is a history of the Park Service and the Tlingit of Sitka, and all the other, the Haidas, all the people in Southeast Alaska. They've been holding hands for 100 years, and now we commemorate it in this totem pole. So I'm gonna ask each one of you, all of you here, to repeat after me. It's real simple, and the first part is wooch, and then, okay, everybody say wooch. Jin. Dus shut kutia. Okay, we'll do it 3 times. Wuch jin dus shut kutia. Wuch jin dus shut kutia. Wuch jin dus shut kutia. Okay, you just breathe the name into the pole.
Do it.
All right, ready? Ready?
You guys ready?
Here we go.
Go.
My name's Tommy Joseph. They all did great. It was we couldn't have done it without them. It was awesome to have. I think it's the biggest crowd I've ever seen at a pole race, and at one of mine, anyways. It was really cool. This art form has been evolving since the beginning, and this is another part of that. It's always been evolving. It's not a dead, stagnant art form, and it's a part of our culture that's alive and going forward.
Sure, my name is Sue Maska. I'm the Regional Director of the National Park Service here in the state of Alaska.
One of the beauties and one of the most important jobs the Park Service has is to both revere the past and share that with the future. And I think this pole is a wonderful blending of that part of the Park Service's work, but then also the great relationship and the importance of the tribal relations and the Park Service's community with the tribe and the community here in Sitka. So it's just a wonderful celebration of that history and this community.
Sounds from Sunday's totem pole raising at the Sitka National Historical Park. The park is built around the site of a Kiksati fort site. A separate ceremony on Sunday included the installation of a plaque commemorating the Kiksati survival march across Baranof Island after the fort was lost to the Russians in 1804.